WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA and iHeart Radio Station.
Good morning, Orlando. Tuesday morning on the 50,000-watt front porch. Glad you're up bright and early at 6 for our first look now at Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic here on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, the Donald is about to make the announcement. More in 1 minute.
Do you want him to announce he's running for president tonight or not? Let's talk here on Good Morning Orlando.
6:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Former President Donald Trump is making a big announcement tonight from Mar-a-Lago, the Palm Beach resort he refers to as the Winter White House. Wendy Grossman reports.
Trump has been teasing the announcement while stumping for Republicans, and Nova Southeastern University's Charles Zeldin expects he'll make his third presidential bid official, especially since he's been taking swipes at Governor DeSantis, who he now calls Ron DeSanctimonious.
Trump is basically making it clear it's going to be a bloodbath fight, a knife fight to the nomination, and you better come armed with your weapon of choice.
DeSantis has not yet said if he'll enter the race, but if he does, Zeldin expects the party will split into traditional GOPers and MAGA Republicans. Trump would enter the race with more than $60 million in cash held by his leadership PAC, Save America. Wendy Grossman, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is not exactly backing his former boss for president. During an interview with ABC News, Pence said it's up to the American people whether Donald Trump should ever be back in the White House.
You know, the people of this country actually get along pretty well once you get out of politics. And I think they want to see their national leaders start to reflect that same compassion and generosity of spirit. So in the days ahead, I think there will be better choices.
Pence also indicated he's considering a run in 2024. In Polk County, the man accused of killing four members of a Lakeland family last year made a court appearance yesterday. Prosecutors are seeking Brian Riley's medical records from a Tampa VA hospital, but defense attorney Jane McNeil objects to that.
The records are not relevant, that the subpoena language is overbroad, that there are less restrictive means by which the state can get the information it seeks.
Riley's attorneys plan to argue that he was insane at the time of the murders, and prosecutors say that's exactly why they want those VA records. A man is dead after a shooting in Volusia County. That happened yesterday afternoon in Daytona Beach on Magnolia Avenue. Police say 26-year-old Timothy Seymour Jr. was found dead on the sidewalk. No arrest has been announced. And the last unbeaten team in the NFL has fallen as Washington takes down Philadelphia.
The Eagles entered the game a perfect 8-0 and a double-digit favorite, but were upset at home by the Commanders 32-21 on Monday Night Football. The Commanders' defense held the powerful Philly offense under 300 total yards and forced three turnovers. Coming into the game, the Eagles had only turned the ball over three times all season. Brian Robinson Jr. and Antonio Gibson scored rushing touchdowns, and Joey Sly kicked four field goals, including a 58-yarder for Washington. With the win, the Commanders evened their record at 5-5 and find themselves just a half game behind the 49ers for the final wild card spot in the NFC. With a loss, the 8-1 Eagles lead the Giants by just one game in the NFC East. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
WFLA News Time is 6:05. Florida's annual manatee migration season kicks off today. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. That's also where you can win tickets to see Steve Martin and Martin Short at the Dr. Phillips Center. The first hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. We're so glad you're with us here. It's Good Morning Orlando. Along with Alan Spector, Guy Roberts, and Lizzie Steele, Bud Hedinger here, and there's so much to talk about this morning. We're going to do the whole Trump announcement thing here in a moment. But first things first, as host of the show, I'm fanatically committed to trying to keep peace on the 50,000-watt front porch. Often easy to do because we get along so well, the four of us. But, you know, we've got a fanatical Eagles fan in Guy Roberts, our executive producer, and my co-host Alan Spector, just as into the Commanders and their predecessors, the Redskins here. Guys, how are you feeling this morning?
Guy?
Alan made sure to make note of it.
I just said, Guy walked in this morning. I said, you can't win them all. Wasn't exactly rubbing it in, but I just wanted to make sure that it was noted.
I am blaming one of our listeners, Joe Larkin, because he said he watched the first quarter. You don't watch the game, Joe.
Because it jinxes the Eagles, is the
exactly.
point,
exactly.
Right? Anyway, have you got a dog in this hunt, Lizzie, or not so much?
Nope, not in this one.
No, me neither. I'll let you guys duke it out along the way here. In this hour, yeah, we are going to kick off some talk about Trump, but we're also going to be talking about the big Artemis mission tonight. So we have two launches that we're talking about this morning. Looks like one for president by Trump out of Mar-a-Lago and another up the coast at Cape Canaveral and the Kennedy Space Center, NASA's high-stakes first launch of the Artemis program to the moon. So we are going to be talking about all of that and a vicious smear of DeSantis on television, a fictitious character accusing DeSantis by name of sexual assault. Can you say defamation lawsuit? I hope so. Can you get away with this? Does the First Amendment, does it accommodate that kind of outright biased media bias against conservatives? I mean, I'm just so up in arms about this story. It's coming up at 8 o'clock. We have a one-word texting poll right now. Start the voting. Do you want Trump to announce tonight he is running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680. Do you want Trump to announce tonight that he is running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680. We'll all weigh in on this. We want to hear from you on the phones, 407-916-5400, long-form text to 23680. Make your own talk back on the iHeartRadio app, up to 30 seconds to say what you want on this topic. After we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes, we're diving in. And good morning, Orlando, at 6:08. Local headlines now. A woman dead after she was hit by three cars in Orange County. This happened last night on the Florida Turnpike near the I-4 interchange at mile marker 258. Troopers say the woman was lying down in the road southbound lanes when she was hit and killed. The drivers remained at the scene. They were not hurt. The woman has not been identified. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes on our top stories all morning on Good Morning Orlando.
Money, real estate, investments. Learn from the pros, evenings and weekends. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
We'll get into Trump and the big announcement from Mar-a-Lago tonight in just a moment. But first of all, I have breaking news on control of the House of Representatives here that has been hanging in the balance since the midterm elections, with slow counts and all kinds of paper ballots and a host of House districts here. The Republicans frittered away a chance to grab control of the United States Senate. That we have known for a couple of days. But this morning I can tell you that the Republicans are within one vote of securing control of the House of Representatives. And that is hugely important for at least partially putting the brakes on the left-wing Biden agenda for the next 2 years. Right now, the Republicans have picked up some more seats that were contested. They have 217. They need 218 to control the House. And there are 13 seats left in play. You have to believe they're going to get one of them, and they're going to get more of them. The way I see this is they're going to wind up with probably a majority of 6 or 7 votes. And that's a little bit better than where the Democrats stand controlling the House right now. So there you are. There's some breaking news to wake you up this morning. If you're on the right side of the 50,000-watt front porch, as a lot of you are, you should be very happy to hear that. Just one more seat left, and they have 218. So, Guy, what is that one-word texting poll again?
The one-word texting poll is, do you want Trump to announce tonight that he's running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680.
So what about it, guys? You want him to dive in or not? A little early. what do you think?
I don't know. Because like I said yesterday, if he runs, then you're going to get all those anyone but Trump voters back in the polls.
Yeah, but still, though, it's a, you know, it's a long time out. I don't know what's going to happen here. I'll give you my take on this in just a moment. But, Lizzie, where are you on this? And Alan's just come back in from the newsroom, so we'll get him on board in a second here.
I think yes. Yes, he should announce he's going to run.
Dive in. Let's do it. Alan, what about it?
I think purely for entertainment value, I'd like to see Donald Trump announce that he's running.
Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so cutting that sound. That was awesome.
What?
I'm cutting that sound. I can't believe that. I love this.
What are you loving?
What Alan just said.
For entertainment value? Well, you know, everybody has different reasons for different things. I have to say that I've thought a lot about this here. And, you know, I don't know whether this is good for Trump or bad for Trump, but I'm going to be consistent because last August when he started teasing, and maybe even earlier than that, that he might be about to announce, I said, sure, let's do it. And a lot of you didn't like it. But I'll stay with that, and I'll say, sure, dive in right now. I think he's going to be alone in the race for a long time. We'll see where he goes with all of this. Do you want Trump to announce tonight that he is running to be president in 2024? Text yes or text no to 23680. I'll tell you, there's one very, very practical reason why Trump may be doing this and doing it now in the wake of the midterms, because he doesn't have the launching pad of a great red wave that he had anticipated that he would take credit for. But this may protect him against being indicted, which could come anytime, from the Department of Justice, because they are, you know, they have a policy of, you know, not indicting, and not interfering with politics, you know, by their decisions to indict. And that is whether or not Merrick Garland, the attorney general, hates Trump's guts, of course, will stay with that. I don't know. But that could be part of what Trump is doing. But also, when he makes this announcement here, it's going to cut off support from the Republican National Committee that has to stay neutral here. It's been paying a bunch of his legal bills, Trump's, but they're not going to be able to do that now. So, you know, it cuts the other way. There's some thinking that it'll also clear the field and that a bunch of other people will say, if Trump's in, I'm not running. Nikki Haley made a pledge to that effect. DeSantis never has. Do you think that's part of what's going on here, that Trump wants in and he wants loyalty and he believes he's got enough hold on people who might want to get in the race that they will elect not to and make the path to a nomination easier? Is that going on here in Mar-a-Lago inside Trump's head, gang? What do you think?
You know, it may be going on inside his head. I'm not sure it's reality, though. When you look at a YouGov poll that just came out, Republicans nationwide favor Governor Ron DeSantis over Donald Trump, 42% to 35%. His influence within the GOP seems to be waning, and I think that might embolden some people to get into the race who might not have thought about doing it before.
I've got more polling on this, but we're polling you right now, the one-word texting poll. Do you want Trump to announce tonight that he is running for president in 2024? Text yes or text no to 23680. We roll on with an update now for you on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando, at 618. More breaking news we're headlining now from politics last night. We can tell you that the networks have called the Arizona governor's race for Democrat Katie Hobbs over Republican and election denier Trump candidate Carrie Lake by about 0.8 of a point, 19,000 vote margin there with 98% of the vote counted. Could potentially go to a runoff. We'll have to see. Carrie Lake is saying that the voters, they see BS. They know BS when they see it. So whether or not she'll be contesting this, we don't know. But that's the latest we have there from Arizona this morning. Updates at least every 10 minutes in her top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA, this is Good Morning Orlando. Call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680.
Good morning. You feeling a little stressed out lately? It's Guy Roberts. Between not winning the Powerball and an overload of politics, we could all use a laugh, right? Well, you can check out iHeartRadio's comedy podcast collection, and there's no need to dive into the wide world of podcasts to find your comedy fix. You can open up the free iHeartRadio app and search comedy to start laughing out loud today. And if you download that free iHeartRadio app, it's the future of audio, and it's free. So listen to what you want, wherever you want, whenever you want, on the free iHeartRadio app.
Thank you, Guy. Lizzie, what about that one-word texting poll? Voting has started right now. A lot of folks weighing in, a lot of folks just joining us.
Do you want Trump to announce that he's running? Text yes or no to 23680 and let us know. Yes or no. No other answer. I see you guys are being overachievers and commenting. Just yes or no.
Well, that's true. We'll take long-form texts as well, and that's always interesting. Love some phone calls on this as to why you feel like you feel. 407-916-5400. Take control of the whole thing yourself by making your own recording up to 30 seconds long on our talkback feature in the iHeart Radio app, or long-form on the text line, but not too long, a line or two, if you will.
You know, Bud, you were talking about whether other GOP candidates might be afraid to come forward and face Donald Trump if he were to get in the race and make that announcement tonight. I think it's interesting that former Vice President Mike Pence had this big interview with ABC News.
Right
at the same time, Trump is making this announcement. And Pence made it very clear, I think, that he has no intention of endorsing Donald Trump for re-election and indeed is looking at his own possible campaign in 2024.
He's also got a book that's coming out today telling his story of January 6th, among other things. And that was the peg for the interview on ABC that was very, very interesting last night. You know, he's become a polarizing figure, too, because Trump supporters absolutely hate, for the most part, former Vice President Mike Pence, who carried a lot of water for Trump, was a great loyal vice president. But all of that changed on January 6th when Trump and he got into it over whether or not as vice president that he could certify the election results. And the Constitution doesn't give him that power. And he says, I don't have the authority to do it, Mr. President. And Trump essentially left him out there hanging at the Capitol, and hanging is exactly what a lot of the people assaulting the Capitol that day wanted for the ending for Mike Pence.
Yeah, and Trump tweeted that Mike Pence didn't have the courage to overturn the election at about 2:30 in the afternoon, right as all that was happening. And that didn't help Mike Pence, and he, in fact, feels that put him and his family in danger.
As far as anybody else jumping in or deciding not to, I mean, Nikki Haley has said, if Trump runs, I won't run. So the former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador, if she stays true to that, will not be a contender. But I don't think she ever really would have been a serious contender. I like her in a lot of ways, but I just don't see her getting enough support to become president of the United States. I think for DeSantis, my advice to him would be, and he doesn't need my advice, he's so fabulously successful, particularly in the wake of the midterms, everybody knows it. He is the rising rock star in the Republican Party. And we have the two giants in the GOP right here in Florida. What an exciting time for politics here, and to be doing a show like this right in the heart of Central Florida. I mean, it just gives me goosebumps, and I love it. But I'll tell you, if I'm DeSantis and anybody else who's thinking about a run, whether it's Mike Pompeo or whether it's Tim Scott or who it happens to be, it's too early. It's way too early. I would just let Trump do his thing and not even talk about him and not even think about getting in the race till late summer or next fall. And you're still, you know, well over a year out before things get really, really serious. Don't you think that would be smart counsel for anybody else thinking about running for the Republican nomination? Let Trump do his thing and see how it all plays out and then get in or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obvious. This is way too early to be announcing any runs for 2024. We just got done with the 2022 midterms. We're almost 2 years away from the next election for president.
You gave that poll that was a YouGov poll here, shows DeSantis leading Trump. And just before the midterms, that was after the midterms, a morning consult poll showed that Trump was up over DeSantis. And then there's a Club for Growth conservative new organization. They're polling here. They used to be for Trump. Now they're against him. And they're showing DeSantis way out in front. A lot more talk coming. Vote in the one-word texting poll. It'll be open all morning here. Do you want Trump to announce tonight for Mar-a-Lago that he will be running for president? to become president in 2024. Text yes or text no. Alan, what's in the news at the bottom of the hour this morning?
NASA's moon rocket is go for launch, and more Volusia County homes are reopening. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando, and a very good morning to you wherever you are and however you're listening to us. Here at the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour news update with my co-host, Alan Spector. We've been talking about the presidential launch expected from Mar-a-Lago tonight. Then there is the moon launch we are hoping will occur before this coming night is over, and that's where Alan begins.
Yeah, Bud, there's good news from NASA about the upcoming launch of the Artemis 1 moon rocket. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more.
Winds from Hurricane Nicole caused little damage to NASA's new moon rocket, necessitating only minor repairs. And administrators say everything is now on schedule for a Wednesday launch from the Kennedy Space Center. The rocket was moved out to the launch pad last week prior to Nicole's approach. NASA wants to test all the systems before putting astronauts on board in 2024 for a trip around the moon. That is part of the Artemis missions, which will eventually lead to a return of astronauts to the moon itself. Two previous launch attempts of the rocket over the summer had to be scrubbed due to fuel leaks. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A two-hour launch window at Kennedy Space Center opens at 1:04 a.m. tomorrow. Weather conditions are 90% go. More Volusia County residents are being allowed to re-enter their homes. Yesterday, Daytona Beach Shores officials gave the okay for those who live at the SunGlow Resort condos on South Atlantic Avenue. The decision was made after officials reviewed a report by the condo's structural engineer. President Biden says he does not believe there's any oncoming threat from China related to an invasion of Taiwan.
Our policy in Taiwan has not changed at all. It's the same exact position we've had. I made it clear that we want to see cross-strait issues peacefully resolved.
Speaking in Bali, Indonesia, Biden said he and Chinese President Xi Jinping were very blunt with each other and talked about peace when they met. More than 150 guns, either surrendered or seized by police, are on the way to Miami's new sister city, Irpin, in Ukraine.
That's an incredible accomplishment, something that should set a precedent that beyond federal government to federal government or international borders, that cities can work together to help each other in all sorts of crises.
Miami City Commissioner Ken Russell, who helped lead the Guns for Ukraine gun buyback initiative, says in the future they'll work on traditional aspects of sister city relationships like tourism and trade. However, the focus now is helping people in a war zone. The Orlando Magic's winning streak was stopped at 2. They lost at home to the Charlotte Hornets last night, 112-105. WFLA News Time is 6:34. You can win tickets to see the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Just visit our website, WFLAOrlando.com.
Headlines out of Central Florida right now. In the wake of the severe erosion caused along the beaches of Volusia County from Tropical Storm Nicole, in the wake of Ian, more Volusia County residents are being allowed to re-enter their homes. Yesterday, Daytona Beach Shores officials gave the okay to those who live at the SunGlow Resort condos on South Atlantic Avenue in Daytona Beach Shores. The decision made after officials reviewed a report by the condo's structural engineer. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. This is Lizzie Steele. I know everybody could use $1,000. And how can you get $1,000? Well, if you listen to us 9 times a day starting at 9 a.m., we will give a keyword. You go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com. Enter the keyword there whenever you hear it for your chance to win $1,000.
And that's all in our inflation bonus cash contest, and it's all brought to you by Mills Air.
All right, gang, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Hey, Guy, what about the one-word texting poll? We want folks to vote right now as they join us here on Good Morning Orlando.
Do you want Trump to announce tonight that he's running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680. That's either text yes or text no if you want him to run or announce that he's running to 23680.
All right, thanks. Appreciate that. We'll total up the votes here at the top of the hour and have the final tally just before we leave the air at 9 o'clock this morning. horrible story out of the University of Virginia in Charlottesville there. A former football player hopped on a bus that carried a whole lot of members of the football team who had been on a field trip to see a play in Washington, D.C., and were in the parking garage at the University of Virginia the night before last, and got on board the bus and started firing a gun, and three members of the football team are dead, including one who hails from South Florida. And they finally caught up with the suspect, and he is now in custody. What do we know about him? We still don't really understand the motive, but I'll tell you what we have so far. He is Christopher Jones. He is 22 years old, facing murder charges for killing three members of the University of Virginia College football team. What kind of background does this guy have? We don't know what the motive is, but he was involved in a hazing investigation on campus when he was on campus. And at one point, there was an investigation as to whether or not he had a firearm illegally. Well, that's not a whole lot. I can tell you that in 2018, Jones was a freshman on the football team as a running back, but he didn't play at any games. That's a number of years ago. His father has been interviewed, and he doesn't even understand why in the world this happened. And he's grief-stricken, as you could expect any dad would be, saying that his son, Chris Jones, was really paranoid about something, but he wouldn't tell us. Apparently, some people were picking on him. And the dad said that his son just didn't know how to handle it. And the dad said he counseled his son to just go to class and ignore the people who were bullying him. This kid Jones was an ace when he was in high school, by all reports. He was a star football player, member of the National Honor Society, president of the Key Club in high school, student of the year as a freshman and a sophomore. And now he's in custody, charged with multiple counts of murder. What a horrible story this is. You know, it's not the usual profile of this, crazy closet case loner hanging out in mom and dad's basement. I mean, this kid was a shining star. But if he was now paranoid, he was falling into mental illness or whatever, it's another one of these situations. Well, where is the line in intervening in a situation like this? He can't just go lock up everybody who seems to be having a problem being paranoid or functioning in society. And we deal with this time and time again. I wanted to add one thing to this. We prepared a little audio for you that I just thought was most unusual and, to me, refreshing in the middle of this terrible tragedy. I want you to listen to the police chief of the University of Virginia now, Tim Longo. He's holding a news conference on the murders, and he is interrupted and told that the suspect has finally been caught. And he stops. He stops talking for nearly 25 seconds. Stops to do what, you ask? Well, you're going to hear part of the silence here. We're not going to go the full 25, but the chief stopped to pray.
Did not report seeing the presence of a weapon. Pardon me. Thank you, Captain. We just received information the suspect is in custody.
Head down. He's in prayer here. It went on for 25 seconds.
Just need a moment to thank God. Breathe a sigh of relief.
You don't hear that often from law enforcement, do you? Not suggesting we don't have others, you know, with faith in God. That's not the point I'm making. But I just thought it was a very dramatic and unusual moment and worthy of a little bit of airtime here this morning. Now, up next, we got Trump apparently going to launch for president tonight, a presidential bid. Then we got the launch of Artemis to the moon tonight. Boy, I'll tell you, how much does NASA have on the line with the Artemis program? We'll talk about it here in just a moment. I think it could be make or break for the nation's space agency. Let's get to it after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. 6:48 now. Headlines: a House Select Committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol says former President Trump has refused to comply with a subpoena requiring him to appear for a deposition. In a statement yesterday, the January 6th panel noted that Trump's attorneys made no attempt to negotiate an appearance, and now the committee says it is evaluating the next step in the litigation. Stay tuned for updates at least every 10 minutes under Tom Stories on Good Morning Orlando.
The latest news and a place to talk about it. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Vote in our one-word texting poll. We're going to have an update here in a moment on the voting. Do you want Trump to announce tonight that he is running for president? Apparently that's what he's going to do out of Mar-a-Lago, 9 o'clock tonight. Text yes or text no to 23680. On another front, is this the night that Artemis finally gets off the ground from the Cape as NASA launches the first rocket in 50 years designed to carry humans back to the moon? No crew on Artemis 1, but there will be a fly around of the moon taking this spacecraft farther from Earth than any spacecraft anywhere, anytime, capable of holding humans has ever gone. It's going to be up there for a couple of weeks. We've had multiple delays for a variety of reasons in the launch. The two-hour launch window, as Alan's been telling you, opens up at 1:04 this morning. And it is exciting. Tomorrow morning. Sorry, Alan, you're absolutely right. It is exciting, and it's interesting. A lot of folks don't understand the connection between the old Apollo program and Artemis. Why the name Artemis? If you look at Greek mythology, Artemis was the twin sister of Apollo. Yeah. Alan, I'd say this is really high stakes for NASA, because if this is a success, they're still in business as America's preeminent space agency. But if this, for whatever reason, ends up as a colossal failure, I don't see how NASA going forward competes with the private companies like SpaceX and others. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right, because we've become used to SpaceX launches being routine. Success after success after success from SpaceX. Whether it's the Falcon 9 or the Falcon Heavy, the Dragon capsules, the shuttles to the space station delivering cargo, everything seems to work out for SpaceX. And by comparison, if NASA can't get this moon rocket off the ground or have a successful mission, they're going to look pretty bad in comparison.
Yeah, I really agree. And it is a super high-stakes situation. You have to understand right now the plans are that this will be the uncrewed mission and a fly-around and then a splashdown in the Pacific a couple of weeks from now. They're going to test all of the systems along the way. And then Artemis 2 comes along, and I don't know, within a year or so, whenever they can make it happen, and they will have a crew on board and do the lunar fly around, but no landing on the moon. And then Artemis 3 scheduled. Alan, am I right on this? For 2025, we'll actually put astronauts on the moon for the first time since the final Apollo mission, Apollo 17 in 1972.
I believe it's 2025. In any case, this is the idea is to establish a base on the moon from which we can go to Mars.
Yep. People are talking about this giant rocket, and you see all the television coverage, and there it is on the launch pad out at the Cape. The Saturn V that took us to the moon with the Apollo program had 7.6 million pounds of thrust, the most powerful rocket ever. This one, 8.8 million pounds of thrust. It's going to be huge, and I can only imagine how dramatic it will be. The weather looks really good for tonight, so we should be able to see it from the heart of Central Florida. You folks on the coast, I can't imagine what an experience that will be if it actually happens. You guys going to be up for it at 1:04 this morning, or are we going to watch the playbacks?
You know, that's 1:04 is not really that early for me to be up. You know, and we're talking about a two-hour launch window. It might not go right at 1:04. It could go as late as 3:04.
What about it, Lizzie and Guy? Are you going to get up especially early on this? I'm a little bit conflicted. That is a little early for me, even. Are you in
early.
Or are you out?
I'm out.
Yeah, I'll watch the replay.
You know, I mean, I've been following the space program since the very beginning, you know, Mercury and Gemini and Apollo and all of this and the space shuttle. And, you know, I've just been a huge fan of it all. And it's been such an important thing for America. It was particularly in the Cold War against the old Soviet Union and the race to the moon. But at any rate, you know, there's a big part of me that wants to get up and go take a look, and we'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah. And, you know, even though we talked about this being a high stakes mission for NASA, and it could be a problem if it doesn't go well compared to what SpaceX has been doing, I still wish NASA well, and I hope this is a success for them.
I absolutely agree with you 100%. I'm really glad you reaffirmed that, Alan. Hey, how are we doing on the one-word texting poll, gang? What's the latest?
Well, the one-word texting poll is, do you want Trump to announce tonight that he's running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680. So far, 65 no to 25 yes.
Mm. Ooh, the Donald won't like to hear that. Wow. Very interesting. Vote. Because we're going to keep the polls open on this, you know, the one-word texting poll, and give you the final tally at 9 o'clock. Here's Alan with the news.
Yeah, our poll notwithstanding, the Donald is about to make the announcement. And after Monday Night Football, there are no unbeaten teams left in the NFL. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. Top of the morning to you here on a Tuesday at 7 as we update once again now Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic for you on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeart Radio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, Donald Trump to make his big announcement tonight. More in 1 minute.
And Governor Ron DeSantis, smeared by name during a television drama. Outrageous, as you will hear on Good Morning Orlando.
7:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Former President Donald Trump is expected to make his third presidential bid official tonight from his Palm Beach home, Mar-a-Lago. Wendy Grossman has more.
Trump has been teasing his big announcement while stumping for Republicans ahead of the midterms, promising a huge red wave across the country. But Nova Southeastern University's Charles Zeldin says that didn't pan out. The biggest GOP victory was felt in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis beat Charlie Crist in a 19-point landslide. So he thinks the Trump announcement could split the Republican Party into traditional GOPers and MAGA Republicans.
And we'll have to see if the traditional GOP are willing to stand up to Trump or if they'll bow down again for fear of his constituency.
DeSantis has not yet said if he'll enter the race, but Trump is already taking swipes at him, calling him average and Ron DeSanctimonious. Wendy Grossman, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
If Donald Trump does run, Trey Thomas reports he should not count on support from his former Vice President, Mike Pence.
During an interview with ABC News, Pence said it's up to the American people whether former President Trump should ever be back in the White House.
You know, people in this country actually get along pretty well once you get out of politics. And I think they want to see their national leaders start to reflect that same compassion and generosity of spirit. So in the days ahead, I think there will be better choices.
The former VP also indicated he's considering a run in 2024. His comments come ahead of Trump's expected launch of another presidential campaign. Trey Thomas, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
A woman is dead after she was hit by three cars in Orange County. It happened last night on the Florida Turnpike near the I-4 interchange and mile marker 258. FHP says the woman was lying down in the road's southbound lanes when she was hit and killed. The drivers remained at the scene. They were not hurt. The woman has not been identified. Florida is facing a potential triple-demic this winter. COVID, influenza, and RSV are hitting the state all at once.
We head long into a collision of leveling off COVID-19 cases, spikes of flu blanketing our state, and RSV infections. And that's straining a system that's still trying to recover from the coronavirus pandemic.
Dr. Deborah Ann Mulligan of Nova Southeastern University says you can greatly reduce your chances of catching the flu or COVID by getting vaccinated. And on Monday Night Football, the Eagles suffered their first loss of the season as the Washington Commanders upset their divisional rivals 32-21 in Philadelphia. The Eagles trailed 20-14 at halftime after Joey Sly nailed a 58-yard field goal for the Commanders. Washington led by 9 to start the fourth quarter. Commanders quarterback Taylor Heinicke says the win was massive.
We were on a good run there for a little bit, and then I feel like we kind of let one go last week that we could have won. And the bounce back and go against an undefeated Philly team at home at their place.
Washington improved to 5-5 on the season. The once-perfect Eagles are now 8-1. WFLA News Time, 7:05. Google will pay nearly $400 million to settle a lawsuit over location tracking. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. You're just 2 hours away from the first inflation bonus keyword of the day. Keep listening to find out how you can win $1,000. The second hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
Good Tuesday morning. Welcome aboard. You're on the 50,000 watt front porch. The Good Morning Orlando team greeting you here. Bud Hedinger, Alan Spector, Guy Roberts, and Lizzie Steele. The one-word texting poll is still open. Let's see. It's, do you want Trump to announce tonight that he is running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680. Right now, the smartest audience in talk radio is giving a holler down Mar-a-Lago way and saying, don't do it, Mr. President. And we'll be talking a whole lot more in detail about this in the 8 o'clock hour. Governor Ron DeSantis, of course, right now, is absolutely the rising young superstar in the Republican Party. And Trump is still the most influential member of the Republican Party, both here in Florida. It's exciting times politically, chaotic and traumatic and stressful and all of that. Yeah, we get it. We feel it. But at any rate, DeSantis has been hit by the left-wing anti-conservative media in a way I've never seen before. Stay tuned. In a moment, you're going to hear what they did to DeSantis on the Paramount Plus show, The Good Fight. It's probably the worst smear I've ever heard of a political figure on a fictional television drama. What should DeSantis do about it, if anything? And how far is too far? And can this sort of thing be stopped? If you haven't caught up with this story, find a way to be in front of a radio moments from now. We will get you there, and we will talk about it. Right after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes, good morning from us all at 7:08. Headlines now repeating the breaking political news I brought you an hour ago here that is really welcome news and important news for the Republican Party. The latest count shows that the Republicans are just one vote away from gaining control of the House of Representatives. With another vote, another race or two decided, they have 217 seats, and they need 218 for control, and there are 13 seats remaining that are still up for grabs. So looks like it's going to be a Republican majority, if not in the Senate, then in the House, even though it'll be on the narrow side. Updates at least every 10 minutes under top stories for you here on Good Morning Orlando.
News, weather, and traffic for the smartest audience in talk radio. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Welcome back to Good Morning Orlando. It's Guy Robertson. You know that radio station you love? Well, it's on the free iHeartRadio app. The artists and podcasts you love? Yep, they're there as well. That's because we put all your music, radio stations, and podcasts into one easy-to-use app, and we made it completely free. Because let's face it, you have way better things to do with your money. So download that free iHeartRadio app today.
Absolutely. Got to do it. Thank you, Guy. Appreciate that. You know, we're all familiar with left-wing media bias. And we're all used to the media, by and large, one outlet after another, no matter what the particular medium happens to be, bashing conservatives, conservative figures, conservative thought, conservative principles. We understand that. We hate it, but it is out there, and it's a reality, and we deal with it. But this goes further than I've ever seen before, and the focal point of the attacks and the smear, Governor Ron DeSantis. It just happened on the Paramount Plus dramatic show that deals with politics, but it's a dramatic, fictional show. The Good Fight is what the name of the program is. And in the last episode, and we're going to play some excerpts here, Governor DeSantis, mentioned repeatedly by name, gets accused in the show by a character who is fictional. But they don't just say somebody who seems to be like DeSantis or whatever. They actually say his name. And essentially in the show, Governor Ron DeSantis is accused of sexual assault by a weird repeated character, Felix Staples, who's a flamboyant gay provocateur. And at the end of the episode, he says he was only lying. But throughout the episode, it's not played that way. You'll hear his voice of that character at the beginning of this sound cut we've put together, giving you some of the highlights or some of the lowlights, and some of this was not suitable for our radio program, and at one point you're going to hear us have to bleep something out. But here it is.
I offered my political services to Governor DeSantis. He saw me in my bicycle shorts, worn purely for medical reasons. And he invited me onto his staff. God, yes, Diane, that's who I pray to for guidance on this decision, as well as my close friend and mentor, Roger Stone, who informed me that a demonic portal has opened up over the Florida State Capitol. I didn't believe him, and I took the job. And this is where it gets more, shall we say, ribald. Ron invited me to CPAC so I could work on his speech. And then, and there, he drugged me and forced me into...
Hey, don't act like you're pursuing the truth. This is just a way to take out Ron DeSantis because he's testing the highest against Biden. It's the only reason why we would ever listen to a termite like Felix Staples.
Felix Staples is a Republican. What if he's telling the truth?
The only way to be certain is to get some of DeSantis' DNA.
Oh, DNA. Yes, that's perfect. Let's follow DeSantis around on the campaign trail to get his DNA.
Felix did intern with Governor DeSantis' speech writing a political team, and he was fired last week.
Why?
His team wouldn't say. All I know is he was fired after the weekend at CPAC.
Do you believe that? That's on television, Paramount Plus, and it has a fairly decent audience on their platform, and the show is The Good Fight here. I mean, if that isn't character assassination, I don't know what is. I mean, if that isn't food for a defamation lawsuit, I don't know what is. I think Paramount Plus is testing the waters to see how far they can get away and how far they can go in driving their political ideology against conservatives like Ron DeSantis here. And if they're not contested, if DeSantis just decides, I'm not going to be bothered, I'm going to ignore this, I think you're going to see more of it. And we don't need to see any of this kind of thing, where by name you accuse a real person in the context of a show full of fictional characters. Alan, are you as outraged, Guy, Lizzie, as I am on this? This is making me nuts.
I don't think it was right to do, and I'm smelling a lawsuit as well. But they did kind of dial it back when they were talking about they're only doing this because he's polling better than Biden. So that might be their out. But still, it was uncalled for.
Let me stay on the clock here and get you, Lizzie and Alan, on board here in a moment. And we want to know your reaction to this and what you think, if anything, DeSantis and company ought to do about it. Let's talk after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning to you. It's 7:18 now. This headline off Holly's forecast of cooler weather coming in here. Don't feel bad. Listen to this. Millions of Americans bracing for an early winter as a storm system threatens to bring snow to folks across 20 states. The storms will stretch from Texas to Illinois and bring some areas the first snowfall of the season. Meanwhile, the Gulf Coast region is going to see heavy rain, large hail, and tornadoes. So a little bit of cool weather here. By comparison, I think we're doing all right. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Feel like chiming in? Call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680. This is Good Morning Orlando on News Radio WFLA.
Hey, it's Guy Roberts, and if you've been chasing that $1,000 that we're trying to give away in our inflation bonus cash contest every day between 9 and 5, well, you might want to try a little harder because time is running out. The last chance you have to win is going to be this Friday, but we are giving you another chance today starting at 9 all the way through 5. That's 9 chances to win $1,000. You're going to hear a keyword at the top of every hour. Once you hear it, head to WFLAOrlando.com, enter it in, and you could win $1,000, and it's all brought to you by Mills Air.
I'm just as vehement a defender of the First Amendment and our freedoms that we have that are so precious in this country as you are. But how far is too far? And should the First Amendment accommodate a smear like Governor DeSantis has been the focus of on this dramatic show, The Good Fight, that airs on the Paramount Plus platform, where they take a fictional storyline and all fictional characters, and one of them accuses Governor Ron DeSantis of sexual assault multiple times using his name. This has no connection to reality, but millions of people watch television, and whatever comes out of television to them, well, it's true. And it's ridiculous, but that's the way it is. But should you be able to get away with this? Should Governor DeSantis file a defamation lawsuit to stop it so we never see any more of this, or maybe make them think twice in these outlets that produce these shows? Or should he just ignore it? Let's talk about it, shall we? And I'm going to bring you, Len, on from Oviedo in a moment, but I got to get my mates on board here. Alan, thoughts?
Well, this took place on a fictional show on a streaming service that doesn't even come into my television. I do not subscribe to Paramount Plus. I, and probably a lot of other people listening to this show, wouldn't even be aware of this if you hadn't played it this morning. I'm not outraged. It's a fictional program. If people can't divorce fiction from truth, that's not the problem of the writers. And it's not unusual for fictional programs to mention real, actual, living people.
And accuse them of sexual assault, Alan? Never heard of anything like this.
You know, when it comes to censorship, I'm against it pretty much in all forms. And, you know, I'm not outraged by this. And, sure.
Wow.
It's not a big deal to me.
Man, it's a big, big deal to me, with all due respect. Lizzie, what about it?
Yeah, I kind of see what Alan is saying. It is a fictional character. It is written. It's not an actual. And I've seen this before on different shows, whether it's Saturday Night Live or, you know, other shows making fun of people.
Guys, I gotta tell you, I think you're barking up the wrong tree. I think this is a totally different thing. I mean, to actually have a public figure accused of a serious crime, sexual assault, an absolute smear during a fictional show. If you want to have a fictional character accused of that in a fictional show, fine. I think this crosses a line.
Well, Bud, where do you draw the line? Do you want legislation passed that says what people can write about and can't write about?
I would begin drawing the line by having the governor file a defamation lawsuit. Let's go to Len from Oviedo. Welcome aboard, and thank you for waiting. How do you see it, Len?
Well, but I guess I have a little different opinion on how this thing gets dealt with. I've been dealt with this kind of thing before in business. Matter of fact, I was fired because of some of the things that were done.
And the people that did it were liberals. And the problem I have with liberals, and I don't know if it's a problem, they're not going to change who they are, but you can sue them till the cows come home. They're not going to change. The best way to deal with these people is laugh out loud. And I know how you hate having things boycotted. This is one of those things that absolutely needs to be boycotted because you can't reward people for what they do. Best way to do it, laugh out loud. Make them suffer the hard way.
But you would counsel the governor not to file a defamation lawsuit?
It's just going to get worse, bud.
If you don't file a defamation lawsuit, I think it absolutely will get worse. I think they're testing the waters to see how far they can go, and I think this is too far. Great to have you with us on the program. The text line is lighting up now. Let's see.
But can he file, because he's a public figure, can he file for defamation of character?
I have no indication that he cannot. To what end, I don't know, but I think he's got to stand up for himself here. And wouldn't you want to file a suit for some kind of redress if you were accused of sexual assault?
My question is, who even heard about this? It's on Paramount Plus, a streaming service that does not have a tremendous number of subscribers to begin with.
All right, then let's just say Paramount Plus gets away with it. And then one of the major networks with tens of millions of viewers for big shows says, hey, now the coast is clear. Let's have at it.
Well, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see if that happens, bud. I don't think it will.
They already do that. South Park, SNL, other.
I mean, what
comedic shows?
To that level, directly and personally smearing a person and when accusing them of something like sexual assault. You show me those episodes, and I will venture to say that they don't take it nearly as far as Paramount Plus just went on the Good Fight show.
Then you don't watch enough TV, bud. You're not aware of what's going on.
All right, maybe so. To you, Alan, on the news.
Artemis 1, go for launch, and the world's population will hit a milestone today. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
On that Paramount Plus show, The Good Fight, we played the cuts here, smearing Governor DeSantis by name, accusing him of sexual assault, and then at the end, the fictional character says was just lying. A texter, if there was a show doing that about any liberal politician, there would be a national outrage in the press. Another texter mistakenly says, the war rages on. Paramount is owned by Disney. Do the math. Listen, I know Disney now has it in for DeSantis over a number of issues and vice versa, but Paramount is owned by CBS. Alan, how about a news update? We're going to be talking in 10 minutes with Rory O'Neill about a presidential launch out of Mar-a-Lago tonight. And then there's that launch on the Cape.
Yeah, NASA says the Artemis 1 moon rocket suffered only minimal damage while sitting on the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center during Hurricane Nicole. And they've made the repairs, meaning the mission is go for launch.
We've brought up power on Orion, the upper stage ICPS, and core stage. So they've all been powered up at this time. And we're going to remain with those up for the remainder of launch countdown.
A two-hour launch window for Artemis 1 opens at 1:04 tomorrow morning. Weather, 90% go. In South Florida, the nation's sixth largest school district suddenly has a top job to fill. Natalie Rodriguez reports.
Broward County Schools will be appointing an interim boss today after an overnight vote 5-4 to fire Superintendent Dr. Vicki Cartwright. Board member Debbie Hickson voted to keep her.
I hope that someone has a change of heart and can realize that we made a promise of 90 days and this just sucks.
The board voted 2 weeks ago to give Cartwright those 90 days to file a report on how she plans to address concerns about her leadership in the nation's sixth largest school district. The 5 yes votes came from members appointed by Governor Ron DeSantis. Those 5 will be replaced next week by 5 others elected last week. Natalie Rodriguez, News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Amazon is planning to lay off about 10,000 people in corporate or technology jobs. The New York Times reports that could start as soon as this week. These would be the largest job cuts in Amazon's history. The world's population is on track to reach a milestone today, 8 billion people.
Experts say the rise in world population is largely due to longer life expectancies, fewer maternal and child deaths, as well as better health care overall. The 8 billion milestone comes just 11 years after the global population hit the 7 billion mark. India and China are the most populous countries in the world, with over a billion each. I'm Scott Carr.
In college basketball last night, FAU upset Florida 76-74 at Gainesville. FSU lost at home to Troy 79-72. UCF routed Western Illinois 70-37. And South Florida fell short against Stetson 68-67. WFLA News Time is 7:35. Elsewhere. And we're getting some good news this morning regarding a longtime fixture on late night TV.
It's The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And now, Jay Leno.
Thank you very much. Welcome to The Tonight Show. Well,
comedian Jay Leno says he's okay after he suffered burns to his face due to a car fire. Leno was in a Los Angeles garage where he stores his cars. When one of them erupted into flames, he suffered burns on the left side of his face, but no damage was done to his eye or ear. He's in the hospital, and Leno told Variety he just needs a week or two to get back on his feet.
Boy, I hope he's right about that. What a frightening story. I've never heard of anything like that happening with a car, have you? I mean, we're familiar with car fires in an accident, but to have one just suddenly, spontaneously, apparently erupt in flames in a garage?
Yeah,
my Lord,
got to be a rare occurrence at best. Painful,
too. I can't imagine. My goodness. God bless him. We wish him well.
Indeed. This episode of Elsewhere is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away. Elton John is building anticipation for his final U.S. concert this Sunday at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, even releasing a teaser trailer. And the Rocket Man announced he'll be joined on stage by Dua Lipa, Brandi Carlile, and Kiki D. The final date of the U.S. leg of his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour will be streamed live on Disney Plus starting at 11 p.m. Eastern this Sunday. The last song and Sir Elton's closing remarks will also be simulcast live on select iHeartRadio stations at 1 a.m. Eastern Time. John's manager and husband, David Furnish, told Variety they're going to give Sunday's show the real sense of grandeur and spectacle that is so befitting of Elton John.
Elton John was my very first concert, and I will never forget it.
He's one of my most recent concerts. Mentioned I saw him, I think it was in April, at the Amway Center. Fabulous show, a farewell tour, and I'm thinking, why? You're still killing it. You're still killing it. But there's something to be said for going out while you're still on top.
Yeah, not too many can do that, right? Lizzie, you a fan?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And I'm sad that I missed the tour, hopefully.
But check, if you get a chance to check this out.
I will.
It will be like being there. And finally, this singer has some very tiny fans. A new study shows rats love Lady Gaga's music just as much as humans do. Yes, rats. Researchers at the University of Tokyo played Gaga songs, and the rats reportedly showed an innate ability to groove along to the music. The study suggests rats can recognize and move to the rhythm of a beat. Just like humans who participated in the study, the rats bobbed their heads to music between 120 and 140 beats per minute. Researchers also played music by Michael Jackson, Queen, and Mozart, but amazingly, nothing by the band Rat. What a missed opportunity.
Well, they threw in the extra T.
That confused them, I guess. I mean, they're in Tokyo. The translation, I guess, didn't work.
Yeah.
Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com. Listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. Ron Spector, and we're back with more of Good Morning Orlando and an update of news, weather, and traffic in just 2 minutes.
Another Central Florida headline for you now. A judge will determine if the state can get the medical records of a Polk County murder suspect. Brian Riley is accused of killing four people in Lakeland last year. The defense is considering an insanity defense for the veteran, and prosecutors want a judge to grant them access to Riley's medical records from a Tampa VA hospital. Stay tuned for updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Quick wit and compelling perspectives. Glenn Beck, 9 till noon. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
Good morning. It's Lizzie Steele here. And if you would like to comment on the TV show that we were just talking about, the slandering of DeSantis, you can use our TalkBack feature. Download the free iHeartRadio app and then tap that mic. You got 30 seconds to say what you'd like to say. Listen back. Make sure it's nice and clear and no cussing. And then we will get it on air.
There you go. Thank you, Lizzie, very much. So the one-word texting poll continues. And we want your vote. Do you want Trump to announce tonight that he is running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680. And with that, our man, News Radio WFLA national correspondent Rory O'Neill, is always on the big stories and a lot of anticipation about this one. And Rory, welcome back to Good Morning Orlando. How are you?
I'm doing well, bud. Good morning. We've got two launches tonight. Trump,
yeah,
and Artemis.
Yeah, we do. Let's talk about the one down there in Mar-a-Lago. I mean, is this airtight that that will be the announcement tonight that he's running?
Yeah, that's what all the advisors are saying. They say, by the way, he's not going to nibble around the edges. He's going to jump in with both feet. He's not going to say, I'm forming an exploratory committee, they say, that he's actually going to announce a third bid for the presidency.
And he's being counseled for and against making such a move this early in the next presidential election cycle by various people. I mean, there are a lot of people who think this is a great idea and a lot of people who think it's a bad idea, right?
Well, and a lot of people think it's a great idea, but this is not the time. They're trying to wrap up the lame duck session, wait until the Republicans take control of the House. You know, plus it's pretty bad considering he didn't have a great week at the midterm elections. And we got the news last night that Carrie Lake was not successful in Arizona.
Right.
So add Dr. Oz to that. You know, I think former President Trump envisions he'd be on a podium at Mar-a-Lago surrounded by Herschel Walker and Dr. Oz and Carrie Lake and all the victorious candidates he supported, but might be pretty lonely up there tonight.
Yeah, and you mentioned Herschel Walker, and I think Republicans are afraid of an announcement today ahead of the runoff between Walker and the Democratic incumbent up in Georgia, Raphael Warnock.
Right. That race, yes, the Democrats still will control the Senate. That's guaranteed. But if the Democrats can win that 51st seat, it's very important when it comes to the makeup of committees. Right now, committees have to be divided equally. But if Democrats are in control, that means they run all the committees with a majority. So that makes it a whole lot easier to get legislation through. Of course, if Republicans are in control of the House, that legislation in the Senate may not go very far.
Of course, if they get that extra vote, then Joe Manchin can do whatever he wants, and it won't make any difference.
Right, Kyrsten Sinema as well. So, it sort of takes the crown off his head, or at least divides it among about three or four people.
Rory, before you go, and we're almost out of time here, one reason is being cited that Trump would get in so early on a presidential run is that it may protect him against indictment by the Department of Justice. What are you hearing on that?
Right. That's an interesting legal strategy because, any indictment that comes, well, the instant argument is, this is just politically motivated, right? It's a way to keep me, away from running from Joe Biden in the future. And it's a powerful argument that he can make. And again, if we have this criminal indictment, there are several different investigations still underway in relation to January 6th. And also, you've got cases out of New York with his finances and the charity. Lots of different investigations are still pending.
9 o'clock tonight at Mar-a-Lago, is that right?
That's correct. Going to be live on all the networks. You'll see it streaming on services as well. So, yeah, you're not going to miss it.
We'll be talking about it tomorrow. Great talking about it with you, as always, Rory. Have a great day, and thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, bud. Talk to you then.
Right. So the one more texting poll, get on board and vote. Do you want Trump to announce tonight that he is running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680. Let's talk about this, shall we? And we will right after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. Headlines now. President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan facing more legal obstacles. A federal appeals court in St. Louis temporarily blocking the massive debt relief program. The Biden administration stopped accepting applications for the program late last week after a federal judge in Texas called it unconstitutional. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in our top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
Stay ahead of the storm with Operation Stormwatch on News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning. The holiday season is here, and what screams Christmas more than Christmas music? Well, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is back, and they're going to be here Saturday, December 17th at the Amway Center for their Ghosts of Christmas Eve tour, the best of TSO and more, and you can enter at our website to win tickets. That's WFLAOrlando.com. Good luck.
Alan, put out that one-word texting poll for us again, because we got folks who are coming and going here on the 50,000-watt front porch, and we want folks just joining us to be able to participate.
We got the big Donald Trump announcement coming up tonight at Mar-a-Lago. We want to know, do you think the former president should run for the White House in 2024? Text yes or no to 23680.
We'll get the latest voting from Guy, who's tabulating a lot of incoming votes right now. A lot of long-form reaction to this. A lot of you who say you were former Trump supporters big time are screaming no. They don't want him in again. That his time has come and gone. On the flip side, a texter says, yes, Trump needs to beat Biden to the punch. And then it says, as far as any attempts to indict or to prosecute. So very interesting. And, you know, I say, fine, get in. But nobody else is going to get in, I think, for 6 to 9 months. And if I'm DeSantis, I'd completely ignore this. And we'll see where Trump goes with all of this. He does not have, as Rory pointed out, and we've said it, the huge red wave launching pad for this run that he thought he was going to have. But I know he's going to paper that over tonight. And the one good thing he has going for him is he had this country in great shape with the economy and in so many other policies, from the border to international relations, when he was president. And by comparison, to me, the Biden administration is a total disaster. And I think if he can draw that contrast, it's good. But if he ever wants to be president again, he's going to have to change some things. He's going to have to become appealing to other constituencies beyond his base, because you base folks don't want to hear it. There are not enough of you to get him elected in a general election for president of the United States. And whether he is willing to do the work and whether it's even possible to get it done to expand his appeal, I don't know. But if he can't do it, he can't win.
I think if he tried to change, it would be seen by those who already dislike him and would not vote for him as being insincere.
Now, you want Trump to dive in tonight, but just for entertainment value, is that right?
Entertainment value only. I do not want him to ever be president of the United States again. I think that should come as no surprise to people who have listened to this show on a regular basis.
But you have to admit, he had an awful lot of things in good shape in this country that are not in good shape now, Alan.
You have to admit also, he did everything he could to prevent a peaceful transition of power in this country after he lost the election. Yes, I'm sorry, folks, he lost the election.
So there we are. We're going to talk more about this with you in the 8 o'clock hour. Now, Guy and Lizzie, if you had Trump's ear tonight at Mar-a-Lago, would you say, go for it, Mr. President? Or would you say, maybe you need to rethink this or maybe delay an announcement? What would you tell him?
Go for it.
Delay.
Got it. Yeah. And why?
Why not? Just get it over with, because it's ridiculous now. It's getting to the point. It's so ridiculous.
You've been teasing it since the middle of the summer, right? You've heard enough teases?
He's been teasing since last year or 2 years ago.
Well, the teasing got serious in the middle of the summer. That I do remember. And it's just been going on and on and on. I think he's in a position where he absolutely has to do it. If he comes up with anything short of announcing for president tonight, I mean, he's going to get run over for it.
Yeah, and I think he was in a much better position when he started teasing this than he is now.
So you say delay, Guy, until when? I mean, the Georgia race is decided or what?
Maybe, but it's 2 years out. Maybe next year.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to scare anybody from running. Nikki Haley made a pledge that if Trump runs, I will not run for president, but I don't think she's a serious contender. If I'm DeSantis, I ignore whatever the president says tonight. And again, you're absolutely right. It is much too early. It's almost unprecedented for having somebody with Donald Trump's following and profile to announce for president this far from Election Day, which, as you say, is 2 years out. Guy, you've been tabulating the one-word texting poll votes. The question is, and the votes are...
Well, the question is, do you want Trump to announce tonight that he's running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680. Yes comes in at 43. No, 105.
All right.
So close.
The gap is widening here. Man, a lot of folks hopping off the Trump train. More on this next hour. News coming up, and here's Alan to set the stage.
Yeah, and I'll have more on Trump's big announcement coming up tonight, and it was a command performance on Monday Night Football. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together, in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. You're on the 50,000-watt front porch. Welcome aboard on a Tuesday morning at 8 for our latest look now at Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic here on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still at AM 540, and on the iHeart Radio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, the Donald is about to make the announcement. More in 1 minute.
And you want Trump to announce tonight that he's running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680, and we're talking about it here on Good Morning Orlando.
8:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Former President Donald Trump making a big announcement tonight from Mar-a-Lago, the Palm Beach resort he refers to as the Winter White House. Wendy Grossman reports.
Trump has been teasing the announcement while stumping for Republicans, and Nova Southeastern University's Charles Zeldin expects he'll make his third presidential bid official, especially since he's been taking swipes at Governor DeSantis, who he now calls Ron DeSanctimonious.
Trump is basically making it clear it's going to be a bloodbath fight, a knife fight to the nomination, and you better come armed with your weapon of choice.
DeSantis has not yet said if he'll enter the race, but if he does, Zeldin expects the party will split into traditional GOPers and MAGA Republicans. Trump would enter the race with more than $60 million in cash held by his leadership PAC, Save America. Wendy Grossman, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is not exactly backing his former boss for president. During an interview with ABC News, Pence said it's up to the American people whether Donald Trump should ever be back in the White House.
You know, the people of this country actually get along pretty well once you get out of politics. And I think they want to see their national leaders start to reflect that same compassion and generosity of spirit. So in the days ahead, I think there will be better choices.
Pence also indicated he's considering a run in 2024. A man is dead after a shooting in Volusia County. That happened yesterday afternoon in Daytona Beach on Magnolia Avenue. Police say 26-year-old Timothy Seymour Jr. was found dead on the sidewalk. No arrest has been announced. In Polk County, the man accused of killing four members of a Lakeland family last year made a court appearance yesterday. Prosecutors are seeking Brian Riley's medical records from a Tampa VA hospital, but defense attorney Jane McNeil objects to that.
The records are not relevant, that the subpoena language is overbroad, that there are less restrictive means by which the state can get the information it seeks.
Riley's attorneys plan to argue that he was insane at the time of the murders, and prosecutors say that's exactly why they want those VA records. And the last unbeaten team in the NFL has fallen as Washington takes down Philadelphia.
The Eagles entered the game a perfect 8-0 and a double-digit favorite, but were upset at home by the Commanders 32-21 on Monday Night Football. The Commanders' defense held the powerful Philly offense under 300 total yards and forced three turnovers. Coming into the game, the Eagles had only turned the ball over three times all season. Brian Robinson Jr. and Antonio Gibson scored rushing touchdowns, and Joey Sly kicked four field goals, including a 58-yarder for Washington. With the win, the Commanders evened their record at 5-5 and find themselves just a half game behind the 49ers for the final wild card spot in the NFC. With a loss, the 8-1 Eagles lead the Giants by just one game in the NFC East. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
WFLA News Time is 8:05. A man who found a $4 million check in a bag of gummies gets a disappointing reward. Another bag of gummies. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. That's also where you can enter to win tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra. The third hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
The new form of broadcast excellence. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. Noon to 3 p.m. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Gotta love the news talk business. There's always so much going on, and even more so the fact that we're based here in Florida, where we have two enormous launches looming right now. Trump's announcement that he's in the 2024 presidential race tonight at Mar-a-Lago, and we're talking about it with you and how you feel about it. And then the launch of the moon mission, Artemis 1, on the pad out at the Cape. Alan, everything looks like a go for launch tonight again, right?
Yeah, we got good news from NASA last night. They said there was minimal damage to the Artemis 1 moon rocket as it was on the launch pad during Hurricane Nicole. They were able to make those repairs, and everything at this point is go, including the weather, 90% favorable.
Back to the Trump launch tonight here. If he jumps in the race for president so super early, way too early, as Guy was saying, our executive producer, who's in the control room alongside Lizzie here this morning, and it's unprecedented to have a figure of this magnitude to get in this early, as far as I know, for president. I've been thinking about this, and let's talk about what happens if Trump gets in the race tonight. What happens? For one thing, I think it places the liberal networks in a very interesting position, and we'll talk about it. We do have the one-word texting poll. Guy, for folks just joining us right now, we want to vote while we're talking. So what's the question?
Do you want Trump to announce tonight that he's running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680.
And the voting continues. You and Alan made your peace right now. You're an Eagles fan. He's a Commanders fan. The Commanders finally put a defeat on the Eagles last night. You guys all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, as long as he buys me lunch, we're good.
And as long as you're on one side of the glass and he's on the other. I know what's going on here the 50,000-watt front porch. Let's get to the break and let's talk Trump here in a moment, shall we? Join the conversation at 407-916-5400. You tell us what you think he's going to do and what you want him to do and how it's going to play out, okay? Text line Longformers, welcome at 23680. Keep voting on the text poll. Make yourself a talkback commentary on the iHeartRadio app. Quick update on Atlanta's news, weather, and traffic here. And we will be talking Trump with you here at 808. Headlining breaking news overnight, it looks like the Republicans are going to gain control of the House of Representatives, which is a huge story. Number of races still undecided, 13 of them, but the Republicans have won some of these still undecided races, and they are now one vote short of controlling the House over the Democrats. They have 217 seats. They need 218. I said seats. I said votes. I meant seats. Updates at least every 10 minutes in a top story throughout the morning on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. 107.7 HD3. AM 540. And the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Just a little bit of Gator talk right now to the Gator fight song. Of course, we are your Gator Nation flagship station on News Radio WFLA. We bring you all of the games. Football this weekend, the Gators play Vandy Saturday, 9 a.m. pregame, noon kickoff here on WFLA. And Vandy beat Kentucky. So, you know what? It may not be the usual, you know, the blowout that you see with Vanderbilt. Updates at least every 10 minutes on our top stories for you on Good Morning Orlando. So here we are talking Trump, and he's going to make the announcement by all counts tonight at Mar-a-Lago that he is running for president. 9 o'clock tonight, going to be covered, Rory O'Neill tells us, by all of the networks. And the question is, on the one-word texting poll, do you want Trump to announce tonight that he is running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680. A lot of incoming from a lot of folks who are seeing this one way or seeing it the other. The latest texter says, whether you like Trump or not, he is the only one that can begin to straighten out the mess that Biden has made of this country. And I think he has a legitimate claim to that. If he starts going down that lane, I believe it is all to his benefit. You know, minimize the personal attacks, the name calling, all of this. Contrast your track record as president of the United States with Joe Biden as president of the United States, and you're going to get an awful lot of people thinking and remembering how good he was at so many things. And you may not like his personality. You may not like his behavior. You may not like the nasty tweets and the name calling. And some of that stuff grates on me. But by God, he knew how to make promises and keep promises and get good things done for this country. And I would tell Trump, you're getting in tonight. I think it's too early, but that's your call. But stay on the positive side of reminding people what you did, and very specifically tell them what you would do, as the texter said here, to straighten out the mess that Biden and company have made of this country. That's where I am on this. And it's why I'm a yes vote, if I could vote, on our one-word texting poll. Do you want Trump to announce tonight that he's running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680. Alan, I've been thinking about this. The networks don't cover Trump right now, and if they do, it's always negative stuff. They wouldn't cover his rallies, particularly since he's been out of power. And they could rationalize that as by saying, well, wait a minute, he's not holding office, he's not running for office. But if he is a legitimate presidential candidate here, doesn't it put him in a little bit of a box with some obligation to cover Trump and let him see the light of day that they have been woe to do? I think it does. Well, I wonder whether or not they will cover him if he's in.
In our discussion with Rory O'Neill, our WFLA national correspondent, Rory said this is going to be on all the major networks and on some of the streaming services as well.
Right.
So they're unable to avoid it from that standpoint.
But going forward, you know, as Trump holds rallies and makes his way around the country and speaks as a very prominent presidential candidate and he'll be the only one out there, what do the networks do with that? What do the MSNBCs and the CNNs do with that? What does the Washington Post and the New York Times do with that? Do they cover it or ignore it? What do they do with it?
I really don't see their coverage changing of Donald Trump. I think there's a lot of coverage tonight, just because there's a lot of anticipation about what he's going to actually say. But when it comes down to, campaigning, holding rallies, you know, you'll see some coverage and some things won't be covered.
Text line, hell yes, let Trump be Trump.
Hell.
I want the full package, mean tweets and all.
Language, please.
I'm sorry.
It's a family
heck
show.
Heck yes. Heck yes.
H-E double hockey sticks.
There you go. I'm sorry. I'm out of control in here.
Wow.
Anyway, another one. We hired him to do a job, not go on a date. I love it. Yes, he needs to get in. He wants to aggravate the left for them to display their vindictive and insane methods. Even if he knows he can't win, it's all about the fight.
Well, you know, some would say Donald Trump knows all about being vindictive and insane. And, you know, come on, bud. You know people think that of him.
I know they do.
Get real.
You're
get
right.
real here. You know, and you don't you think if he does announce he's running, he's immediately going to start eviscerating Ron DeSantis at every opportunity?
I don't think that's to his benefit. I think he's lost a lot of support on this show since he said sanctimonious and said it again and again.
You said
a lot of support.
You said, I hope he takes a positive approach. Do you really think that's going to happen, Bud?
No, but that's what I'd counsel him. An update now on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. We're glad you're with us at 8:18. Headlining the other launch tonight, we got the presidential launch out of Mar-a-Lago, and then we've got the launch at the Cape tonight. The Artemis 1 launch to the moon is set to take place in a two-hour window that opens early tomorrow morning at 1:04 a.m. Launch conditions, 90% go. Officials in Titusville making plans for dealing with the expected traffic, especially on the A. Max Brewer Bridge. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories throughout the morning on Good Morning Orlando.
Money, real estate, investments. Learn from the pros, evenings and weekends. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
Hey, don't forget, if you missed any portion of this morning or any morning, you can head to WFLAOrlando.com or go to the free iHeartRadio app and check out our podcast. It's up within the hour of the show closing. So if you missed anything and you want to rehear it, or if you want to hear it, go to WFLAOrlando.com or the free iHeartRadio app.
Or don't. Plenty of options available to you.
Yeah, we're into freedom here at WFLA. We're freedom-loving Americans.
Exactly.
Or don't. Anyway, Lizzie, what about that one-word texting poll?
Yes, text us, yes or no, do you want Trump to announce tonight that he is running? You can send that text to 23680.
Final tally coming up just before we leave the air at 9 o'clock. Now, from a very practical standpoint for Trump, it's possible that getting in the race now will protect him against indictments by the Department of Justice over the January 6th Capitol attack or other things they're after him for, because they don't want to interfere with the political process. That's been the history and it's been the policy. You know, whether or not they hate him so much that they will not adhere to that, I don't know. Trump may have some inside information that may in part be driving his decision to get in now, even before the Georgia senatorial race is decided, even though that race no longer can decide who controls the Senate. It could just be an extra vote for one party or the other. He also loses some funding opportunities if he is a presidential candidate due to campaign finance laws. The Republican National Party has been paying some of his legal bills, and they will not legally be able to do that. So, you know, there's all of this swirling around this announcement here. If I'm Ron DeSantis, who's his principal competition if he chooses to get in at some point for the presidency in 2024, and I think his stock is on the way up, and I think Trump's right now in the wake of the midterms is actually on the way down, and most of the polls reflect that. That's not just the Budman talking, not just Allen talking, okay? National polls here. I would say to DeSantis, I would basically ignore Trump, and I would say nothing about running for president until a more traditional time, end of summer, early fall next year. He doesn't have to say anything. And frankly, neither does anybody else. Now, Trump will have the whole field to himself. Do you think he's going to be able to make a lot of hay with nobody else responding? Do you think he'll be able to rebuild some of the support he might have lost? What about that, guys? What do you think?
Well, you know, we talked in the last segment about whether he's going to get the media coverage that he's not currently getting. If he doesn't come up with a new story and is just repeating the same old lines about the election was stolen, build the wall, if the same old hits again and again and again, they're turning into oldies for Donald Trump, and he may not get that coverage.
Where are you on this, Guy? You're passionate politically. What do you think?
I'm thinking that announcing this early is going to ultimately hurt him. But I'm not sure exactly how I feel about what he's going to announce tonight.
Okay. And Lizzie, you want him in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And I agree with what Guy just said. I believe him announcing now will hurt him, but I don't really even care anymore. I just want it to get done, because if he wouldn't have been doing these teasers for so long, which I love Trump, but good gravy, man. I am so over hearing these teasers.
Good gravy. Again, well, with the language.
It's like put up or shut up, right? And he's about to put up, it appears. So we'll see. 9 o'clock tonight. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. Right now, a texter ripping into the Budman here saying it's time for you to get off the Trump train. I know you have to say things because a lot of the listeners are still Trump supporters. He can't win. He's unelectable. I wish you would use your forum to turn the voters toward DeSantis. First of all, there's nothing that I have to say on this show, and I have never said anything on this program in almost 20 years I've been doing it that departs in any way from what I actually think and am believing. You can choose to believe that or not, but I know the truth, and that is the truth. I think I've said repeatedly, I don't see how Trump can win a general election. The only way is to expand his base, and he will have to change his approach to do that. There are simply not enough Trump-based voters out there to get him elected in 2024. And as far as DeSantis, if you've been listening on a regular basis to this program, I think you will know that I have had a lot of positive things to say about the governor of this state, who is the rising superstar in the Republican Party.
I can back you up on this, Bud, because I'm here every morning, and I have heard that.
Thank you for that, sir.
Every morning.
By the way, hey, we pretty rough assignment, isn't it? Anyway, hey, in addition to the news, I know you got Olson on Law coming up. What's going on with you and Tom?
What is going on with me and Tom?
Yeah, there's been
Olson.
A lot of talk about you two guys.
Loose lips sink ships. No, it's we're talking about the prevalence of these doorbell video recorders, and we're going to be answering the question: is it legal for you to record activities in your neighbor's house or yard with those cameras?
Very interesting question. You guys will get into it.
Yeah, Olson on Law coming up right after Elsewhere and News.
And let's talk about the news, shall we?
NASA's moon rocket go for launch, and more Volusia County homes are reopening after Nicole. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together. And yes, Elsewhere in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. The Budman, Alan, Guy, and Lizzie till 9 o'clock. Lots coming up. And, hey, let's turn it over to Alan and get a news update. Are they still go for launch at the Cape, Alan?
They are. We got some good news from NASA overnight about the upcoming launch of the Artemis 1 moon rocket. Fox's Kevin Uretsky with that story.
Winds from Hurricane Nicole caused little damage to NASA's new moon rocket, necessitating only minor repairs. And administrators say everything is now on schedule for a Wednesday launch from the Kennedy Space Center. The rocket was moved out to the launch pad last week prior to Nicole's approach. NASA wants to test all the systems before putting astronauts on board in 2024 for a trip around the moon. That is part of the Artemis missions, which will eventually lead to a return of astronauts to the moon itself. Two previous launch attempts of the rocket over the summer had to be scrubbed due to fuel leaks. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A two-hour launch window at Kennedy Space Center opens at 1:04 a.m. tomorrow. Weather conditions, 90% go. More Volusia County residents are being allowed to re-enter their homes. Yesterday, Daytona Beach Shores officials gave the okay for those who live at the Sun Glow Resort condos on South Atlantic Avenue. The decision was made after officials reviewed a report by the condo's structural engineer in the wake of Hurricane Nicole. President Biden says he does not believe there's any oncoming threat from China related to an invasion of Taiwan.
Our policy in Taiwan has not changed at all. It's the same exact position we've had. I made it clear that we want to see cross-strait issues peacefully resolved.
Speaking in Bali, Indonesia, Biden said he and Chinese President Xi Jinping were very blunt with each other and talked about peace when they met. More than 150 guns, either surrendered or seized by police, are on the way to Miami's new sister city, Irpin, in Ukraine.
That's an incredible accomplishment, something that should set a precedent. That beyond federal government to federal government or international borders, that cities can work together to help each other in all sorts of crises.
Miami City Commissioner Ken Russell, who helped lead the Guns for Ukraine Gun Buyback Initiative, says in the future they'll work on traditional aspects of sister city relationships like tourism and trade. However, the focus now is helping people in a war zone. The Orlando Magic's winning streak stopped at 2. They lost at home to the Charlotte Hornets last night, 112-105. WFLA News Time is 8:35. Elsewhere. And starting off with some sad news, an iconic singer's voice is silenced.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life.
Grammy winner Roberta Flack is no longer able to sing. Due to ALS.
Sad.
ALS is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, named for the New York Yankees Hall of Famer who died from it. It is a progressive neurodisease that impacts the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord. It can impact muscles that control eating, walking, and speaking. According to her rep, Roberta Flack has a hard time speaking, but the rep says it will take a lot more than ALS to silence this icon.
She's 85, I was reading, Alan, but it's just sad to see her encounter, an adversary like ALS from which there is obviously no way back. But, you know, I was reading about this. Another one of her big hits was First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, and Clint Eastwood loved it so much, he put it into his movie, Play Misty For Me, and, that really, really sent her career rocketing even higher than it might have been otherwise.
A great career she's had. Sadly, the voice has been silenced.
Yeah, she can't sing anymore. Yeah.
And when we talk about icons, an icon of the soap opera world is gone.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
John Aniston, star of Days of Our Lives and the father of actress Jennifer Aniston, has died. Jennifer announced that her father passed away on November 11th. She called him one of the most beautiful humans she ever knew. John Aniston portrayed the villain Victor Kyriakis on the NBC soap opera for more than three decades. John Aniston was 89 years old.
I loved him playing on Days of Our Life. Loved it.
Oh, my wife, too. I've always been compared to Victor, you know, and I mean, the guy's a villain, and she just loved the guy, Lizzie. And what a nice tribute from daughter Jennifer Aniston to her dad. I think he was pushing 90 years of age and has been on the show until recently, may still be in some videotaped episodes.
Yeah. And, you know, if you can portray a villain and be the person people love to hate, that shows great acting ability.
Yeah, I've never measured up to Victor the villain on Days of Our Lives with my wife. I don't know. Maybe my stock will go up now. He's not going to be here anymore. I don't know.
Really? It's never too late, bud. Keep trying, okay?
Thank you. It feels late, but go ahead. Thank you.
And, and finally, legendary heavyweight champion Mike Tyson was always a hungry boxer.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Well, instead of eating children, Mike is probably more famous for chomping on the ear of Evander Holyfield during a match in 1997. The so-called bite fight is now inspiring Tyson and Holyfield to enter into an edible cannabis partnership.
Get out of here. Really?
Really.
Oh, my.
It's called Holy Ears. Holy Ears. And yes, they are edibles. Shaped like bitten ears.
Ew!
Holy Ears will launch this month through Mike Tyson's cannabis company.
It's going to be a willy big hit here. You're going to love this here.
Thanks, Mike. Cameo appearance by Mike Tyson, everybody. How about it? Right here.
I'll knock your block off there, Spector. Keep on talking.
All right. Find more. Somebody locked the door. Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com. Listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector, and I'm back in a couple of minutes with Attorney Tom Olson. It's Olson on Law, along with an update of news, weather, and traffic in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Headlines now. A man dead after a shooting in Volusia County. It happened yesterday afternoon in Daytona Beach on Magnolia Avenue. Police say 26-year-old Timothy Seymour Jr. was found dead on the sidewalk. No arrest has been announced. No word yet on a motive. Stay tuned for updates at least every 10 minutes on our top stories. Our promise here on Good Morning Orlando.
And now for our weekly look at legal issues in the news with our in-house legal expert, Attorney Tom Olson. This is Olson on Law.
Alan Spector here, and every Tuesday and Thursday at this time, we bring you Olson on Law with longtime Orlando attorney Tom Olson. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Alan and crew and WFLA listeners.
All right, Tom, our topic this morning, can your nosy neighbor videotape your house and yard? Tom, with all the Ring doorbells and other home surveillance devices, is it actually legal for your neighbor to video your home and backyard?
The answer is yes. Your neighbor can intentionally or unintentionally videotape your house and yard. Their right as a homeowner with cameras trumps your right of privacy.
So, talking about my neighbor again, can that neighbor put up a camera anywhere on his property and point it anywhere he wants to?
The answer is pretty much yes. There was even a case where a neighbor put a camera on top of a 12-foot pole so they could videotape their neighbor's backyard.
Well, is there no limitation to what your neighbor can video?
The only limitation is where your neighbor might expect a right of privacy. That's where they dress or undress, their bedroom or their bathroom. So if you've got this issue with your neighbor, your best defense is to have well-planted shrubs and trees.
Or go nude in the backyard. If you have legal questions, Tom will be happy to answer them on the Olson on Law show that is now heard Saturdays at 10 a.m. right here on News Radio WFLA Orlando. And you can catch Tom and me on Zoom or on our Ring doorbell cameras live or later at WFLAOrlando.com. Tom, thanks very much. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Alan.
And remember, for all of your legal needs, call the Olson Law Group in Orlando. Ah, yes. The sounds of the great American band, the Beach Boys. And the Beach Boys are about to set sail on the Beach Boys Good Vibrations Cruise in March. And News Radio WFLA Orlando has your chance to get on board. You and a guest will experience a five-night vacation with nonstop music. An especially curated itinerary as you sail from Miami to Belize, then on to Mexico, and back on the beautiful Norwegian Pearl.
Oh, ho, ho.
Just go to WFLAOrlando.com, click on the contest page for your chance to win. Hop on the boat, bud, and prepare for all of the good vibrations. Book now at TheBeachBoysCruise.com.
This Beach Boys have always been a bucket list band for me to see.
And this is exclusive only to our WFLA listeners.
Yeah, and I don't like to brag. Well, I kind of do like to brag. But, you know, back in 1978, I saw the Beach Boys open for the Rolling Stones at the Lakeland Civic Center.
Wow.
Wow, what a bill.
Yep.
I wonder if John Stamos is going to be there.
It could be. He does hang out with that band from time to time.
And they still have a couple of originals in the Beach Boys?
Yeah, Mike Love is there, Al Jardine, I believe, and Bruce Johnston.
One of my all-time favorite groups. The music they made just make you, it just makes you feel good. It did, and it does, and it always will. What a great deal this is.
Yeah.
So this cruise is exclusive to our listeners one more time in this gang, because I think that's incredible. This is brand new here this morning.
Yeah, like all of other contests, go to WFLAOrlando.com, click on the contest page for your chance to win.
That is going to be one heck of a cruise.
Fun time.
Oh, man. Hey, here's the one-word texting poll. It has been going great guns all morning. If you haven't voted, now is the time. We're going to add up the votes and see where we are. Do you want Trump to announce tonight that he is running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680. And it looks like he's going to do it. So here's the question for you. Do you want Trump to announce tonight that he is running for president? Text yes or text no to 23680. Boy, I'll tell you, the listeners are weighing in on this, and they are passionate across the political spectrum on that question. More in a moment after we update for a final time Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. Glad you're with us at 848. Headlining our hottest topic of the morning, and we've had a lot of them, former President Trump expected to launch his 2024 presidential campaign tonight from Florida, Mar-a-Lago specifically, 9 o'clock Eastern time. The president teased a potential campaign announcement at several rallies in the closing weeks and months of the midterm elections, but honed in on the November 15th date last week, and here we are. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories throughout the morning. Count on it here on Good Morning Orlando.
Use your smart speaker. Tell Alexa to play News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. This is Lizzie Steele, and we are just minutes away from giving you that keyword. And what does that keyword mean? That means that you could win $1,000. What you do is you go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com. Whenever you hear the keyword, enter your keyword there for your chance to win $1,000.
And don't forget, that's all brought to you by Mills Air.
Appreciate it, and I want to make sure that we give some of our texters who spent some time with long-form responses to the question of whether they want Trump to announce tonight, as he is apparently going to do, that he is running for president in 2024. And you can text yes or text no to 23680, but folks are, as I say, running all across the political spectrum here. And I really like the idea that we just don't have a monolith of thought here on the 50,000-watt front porch. We encourage and we respect people. We are passionate in our own views here. I'm very definitely a conservative, not conservative enough for some of you, too conservative for others. And my mates have their own strong held beliefs, but we welcome opposing points of view here on this show, unlike an awful lot of news talk radio outlets, and we're passionate about that. We truly are. Now, yeah, so here we are on the text line right now. Yes, he should jump in, and then DeSantis can run in the next election. Another, I love Trump, but it is time to move on. Young voters will not vote for him. It is time for someone new to step up. Trump mania has run its course. No, Trump should not announce. Trump is unelectable and cannot possibly win votes from enough independent voters to win a general election, although he will likely win the Republican primary. If I were a Democrat, I'd be salivating at the idea of running against Trump. And another is, yes, 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 he is my president. Always my president. And it goes on and on. That texter a moment ago, Alan, that may ring true to you and to Guy and Lizzie as well, because I have often said I haven't jumped off the Trump train, but my number one priority is the Democrats have got to give up the White House in 2024, and the Republicans have got to take it. That's the only way to save this country from the ruinous policies of the left. It has to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm all about who can make that happen. And I don't see Trump ever, unless he changes his approach, and maybe not even then, attracting enough people beyond his base to possibly win the general election for president.
Yeah.
I think DeSantis has the capability of doing it and has a lot more upside right now than Trump does. But hey, Trump's free to do what he wants, and I'm okay with him getting in tonight.
Yeah, electability is certainly, I think, a big issue for Donald Trump, especially given the results of the midterm elections. A lot of the candidates he backed were pro-Trump, they were election deniers, they were anti-abortion, and those are issues that don't necessarily translate to votes from independents or Democrats, the votes that a Republican needs to get into the White House.
You know, Alan, the latest example of that, we've been reporting on it this morning, is out in Arizona in the race for governor, where his candidate, Carrie Lake, election denier, the whole bit, pro-Trump all the way. No question about it. Carrie Lake right now, the networks have all called the race for her Democrat opponent there. Could go to a runoff, but it looks like Carrie Lake is not going to make it out there.
Yeah.
And it's just another example.
Democrat Katie Hobbs taking that race.
Yep. So there we are. The good news for the Republicans is they're only one vote, one seat away from having control of the House of Representatives. With 13 undecided voters as we speak this morning, that is going to happen. And that is, to me anyway, politically, an absolute godsend here.
Yeah.
More on the...
That's still got to be considered a setback for Republicans who were expecting a red wave to give them a huge majority in the House.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and I was sure they would get the Senate. and get it with a couple of seats to spare. And that did not happen, and that's a disaster. On the text line, everybody is just getting in under the wire here, voting on whether they want Trump to make that announcement that he's going to run for president tonight for Mar-a-Lago. I'm going to enjoy, the texter writes, the fact Trump is going to live rent-free inside Alan's head for the next 2 years.
Oh, please.
Another one. No! What?
You do not know who you're talking to or what you're talking about. But
goes in one ear and out the other, right, Alan?
Thanks for your contribution, yes.
No, I would not vote for him, Trump. I don't think he'll pull enough from the middle or the near left. He's too polarizing and prideful. Love his policies and how he ran the country. Boy, you know, and I feel so much the same. All right, let's go quickly to the final vote count on the one-word texting poll. Hit it.
The final vote count for if you want to see Trump announce that he's going for president tonight, yes or no? 80, yes. 160, no.
Wow.
2-1 margin. Wow. That's
landslide.
A lot of votes.
It's a landslide.
Yep, absolutely right. We better get out of the way because the land is sliding. So we got the space launch in the middle of the night. We got the Trump launch tonight. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. Thank you. Great having you with us on the 50,000-watt front porch. For the whole gang, the Budman wishing you a great day. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
Don't go anywhere. Your next chance at $1,000 is just minutes away.